Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Today is scattered to what we call North America, America. Shalom to the 12 tribes of Israel. Peace to the tribe of Judah. A portion of Judah today is scattered to what we call North America, America. I live in California, so I want peace and, of course, wisdom to be the spirit is spread upon us right here while we're in the land of our captivity. This message today, on the first day of the week, and the day I'm talking about is August 16th, 2015. What we're going to talk about is some of the things us of Israel should be praying for. Hopefully, we can get some understanding from the word, and we should know how to pray, as Yeshaya taught us, or as some people call him Yeshua, as he taught us, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth the same way it is in heaven. So we're going to look at a couple of things that Yeshaya did on the first day, and then try to get us to set in our mind's eye how we actually should be praying and the things that we need to be praying for in order for these things to reach heaven and speed up getting us out of the land of our captivity. Because our prayers, the prayers of a righteous man, can't avail much. So if we start praying in the right manner, in the right way, it can speed up getting us out of this wicked bondage in this nation that we're in. So first thing we're going to look at is what Yeshaya did on the first day of the week. And we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1. And verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the spirit of Ahayah moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." So when we look at this, we're looking at this as the way our Father designed the first day. And I want to get a little bit of better understanding on that first day and how important it was. So we're going to look at the Book of Jubilees, chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 1 through 3. "And the angel of the presence spake to Moses according to the word of the Lord, saying, write the complete history of creation, how in 6 days the Lord God finished all his works and all that he created. And he kept the Sabbath on the 7th day, and he hallowed it for all ages and appointed it as a sign for all his words." So when we look at that 7th day, we understand as a sign. We understand a word. It's a sign between me and him. And while we're looking at this, we go to Jubilees chapter 2, verse 2. "For on the first day he created the heavens, which are above the earth, and the waters, and all the spirits were served before him. The angels of the presence, the angels of sanctification, and the angels of the spirit of fire, and the angels of the spirit of the winds, and the angels of the spirit of the clouds, and of the darkness, and of the snow, and of the hail, and the hoar frost, and the angel of the voices, and of the thunder, and of the lightning, and the angels of the spirits of the cold, and of the heat, and of the winter, and of the spring, and of the autumn, and of the summer, and of all the spirits of the creatures which are in the heavens and on the earth, Ahaya created. The abyss of the darkness, evening too, and night, and the light of dawn and day, which he had prepared, and the knowledge of his heart. And thereupon he sought his works, and praised him, and lauded before him on account of all his works, for 7 great works he did create on the first day. So again, I read that, the couple with Genesis chapter 1, so we can get a good, clear picture of what Ahaya, Sharahaya, Ahia, Sharahia, God, Lord, the Most High, the Creator, what he did, what we're talking about was done for us on the first day. And I read a little part of Jubilee that touched on the Sabbath day, but what we're going to look at is where I'm at right now on the first day of the week and what the Father did for us on that first day of the week. I mean, he poured out every spirit, every light that was going to go on into this earth on our behalf, even the spirit that dwells inside all of the people that you see that needs to have his spirit. That's what he means when he says he's the light upon this earth, and that's what was established on the first day. Everything that was going to go between us, when you look at the Passover, spring, summer, fall, the winter, all that stuff was established. And that's that light that we actually see inside of them. That's the spirit that dwelt across the waters and let them know what time and what place they need to be at, what was in the heavens. Every creature that lives in the heavens, as well as every creature that lives here on earth, the ones in the heavens have a purpose, as well as the ones down here have a purpose. That's the reason why it's wine. We can say it like this, a filthy animal, but its purpose was to clean up behind us. So we should tell them thank you, and of course, hallelujah, praise to God, for creating a creature that understands its purpose is to eat up our filth. All these things that light was put out on that first day, and that's where I'm at today. And to understand what that is for the first day, again, this whole thing is going to be on what we should be praying for. So, to understand what he put in place for us, and the reason why he rested on that Sabbath day and got refreshed, is for the fact that he did so much work just so we can have a heaven. That this was made to be a heaven for us of Israel, our forefathers that walked with Yeshaya, that knew the commandments firsthand, and turned away from the past. We right now pray for them. Pray that they would have an understanding and the knowledge of what they did wrong, and we pray for the ones that are going to be resurrected and fight beside us. We pray for our loved ones that don't have the understanding of the word, that somehow the wisdom will be poured upon them, that they will seek the Most High, all his truth. And we understand Psalms 119, 142, his law is truth, his commandments are truth. So we pray for our loved ones that may have heard of the Sabbath day now, understand a little difference between that and Sunday, but we pray for them to have all wisdom, that they want to walk in the statutes of the Most High. You know, that's one of the prayers that we need to have, in the prayer of a righteous man. You know, when we talk about man, we talk about mankind, man and woman, can avail very much, can lead the people to go on the right path. So we should be praying for our loved ones to have the understanding that there is nothing more important than our Father's commandments. We're also praying for an end of this captivity. We are praying that the things that are in this earth, are in this place, will cease as far as the destruction of Israel. We are praying that the authority that's over us, that the rulership of this kingdom that we call America, that is under the control of Satan, will end over us. We can't be praying for a new car. We can't be praying for a new house or to keep up with the Joneses. That stuff will benefit us nothing if they're still killing off our children. It benefits us nothing if they're still killing off our parents, our grandparents. It benefits us nothing if they're still erecting Planned Parenthoods in every black community to kill children before they even come out of the womb. It doesn't benefit us none if the ruler that's over us, that people think is our savior. And remember, the word tells us no man will save us. When they think Obama is going to be our savior, and he put in a law in effect that will put us back into the yoke of slavery and under bondage, one of his executive orders, with all foreknowledge that the only people in this country that ever been in slavery were black people. He put that executive order in effect, as you can see on your screen, that will put us back into slavery, back into bondage. So we got to pray for the end of the captivity that we're in. So one of the things we need to be praying for, brothers and sisters, is the return of these laws, statutes, and commandments that Yeshua will bring. Our prayers have got to reach heaven and tell them that we are ready for his laws to come and govern over us, that we will not turn away from them the same way our forefathers have. That when we enter this covenantal relationship, that we will keep up our end of this bargain. That we will not turn away from the truth. And we will live according to his will and his way. Because if we do that, we will understand that there will be no more cancer, no more diabetes, no more high blood pressure, no more stubbed toes, none of these things that hurt our bodies so easily. Once we start keeping these commandments and he gives us a new body, a new tongue to speak in, and we got to understand how important that is, because if you're Israel and you're searching for this truth, he'll give us a new name, so no more will you be worrying about saying Yeshua or Yeshua or Jesus. Name that he gives us will know is completely perfect and without any sin, because most of these names that we say, as I heard one brother teach one before, he could put a little shade or a little dirt in all the names. Someone that did some sin in those names, we should know that his name should mean the word we see in Revelation. But people have done sin in those names, and he's going to give us a new name. And with that new name and that new tongue, we won't be worrying about when the Passover will start and Days of Unleavened Bread will start and when the trumpet will have to be sound, because we have trumpets coming up and we'll celebrate ours on the 17th of September. But all those things will be made clear for us. Right now, they're not clear because of sin is in our way. And sin is going to stay in our way, because it was like that since Adam and Eve until Noah got destroyed. That portion of the vineyard got destroyed in Noah's time with the flood, and they came back and kept sinning. So it's very important to understand when he comes back, we'll know exactly when the Passover is. We'll know what Jubilee, what time it is, because Count Jubilee is his time, not in the Roman Catholic time, the year of our Lord, A.D., and all that other stuff. So our prayer should be praying for him to come back and keep us out of the harm that we're in. And the last thing we're going to look at as we're talking, is the revelations, as we read these words up, and if you get a chance, actually read them. And it's basically explaining how the prayers, man, gotta get filled up in this bowl. And then on this bowl, that will be the righteousness that's going to be told out to Yeshua for him to come back and take care of his people once again so we can get out of this captivity and this bondage. Very important that the last thing we're looking at right now, we're looking at this thing called CERN, smashing atoms across. We're going to look about how big it is, how many miles, how tall it is. Enjoy the music as it's playing. I hate doing a lot of reading, but some of this stuff we'll be reading if you want to learn about what the CERN thing is. But the reason why I'm showing this to you is this is what your enemy in Switzerland and to France, over 17 miles long, is building. We understand Nimrod. He tried to do something in order to reach the heavens, and this is what they're building in order to reach the heavens. The reason why I'm telling you this is what we need to pray for is because our enemy is trying to unleash something that will not benefit Israel in one shape, form, or fashion. Over 10,000 scientists is working on this thing. They call it God particle. They call it a whole bunch of names. But the one thing that we know for a fact is real. If they truly believe this is a God particle that they're working on trying to get God, open up dimensions to God, the one they're trying to open up to and get to is not the same one that we pray to. It's not Ahaya Sharahaya. It's not the one the other brothers call out for Yahweh. It's not the same one, because the one we're talking about has commandments and laws for Israel, and the one they're opening up for is the one that's going to kill Israel, that's doing it today. So we have to have prayers to have this kind of thing that they're doing come to an end on this planet. So with this lesson, look at some of the more of these images of CERN. But I hope that anybody to watch this with one mind, one accord, after you see the things they're building, again, for the destruction of our people, Israel, that we will pray for the Most High to return, that we'll pray the end of this land of this captivity. We'll pray that Israel will take its rightful place, but most important is that we'll be obedient to the Most High, to our Creator. And as the two greatest commandments they are, the first one, if we love the Most High, we love His Word, that we can actually learn how to love each other, Israel. That we'll learn how to take care of each other in these last days, in this day of preparation before judgment is going to get passed down to us. That we'll learn how to support one another, that we'll learn how to feed and clothe one another, that we'll learn how to house one another, not relying on America, this government, to do it, but we'll start doing it for ourselves, that we'll start keeping these laws and statutes amongst each other, and then we won't have to worry about our children being killed and murdered on the streets, as we've seen previously. So let's pray for this. Anyone that sees this video and listen to it, we'll love you for to have a prayer. And again, it only helps if you're righteous. That means you must be walking these statutes and laws and pray for the Most High to come back. And pray for the end of this thing, like this thing we're looking at in turn. Pray for the end of the captivity that we're in. Shalom. Peace to all of you. I hope the Father bless you and keep you and watch over your family. Thank you. that this great object called CERN, extremely huge, all in to look for a god, not the Ahaya Sharahaya, not Yahweh, but a god that's going to enter in and undo creation to leave these wicked Gentiles in charge. On one hand, we should have no fear because we know that I am that I am is faithful, and he will conquer his adversaries, and they will be stubble at our feet. On the other hand, we must do our part, keep our Father's commandments, pray for this world that we're living in to change and become righteous. All the things we talked about earlier, that everything would have to change, the water, the land, the air, in order for Yeshua to tabernacle with us. So let's pray for that. Let's pray for end of this unholy kingdom that's having authority over us. And understand that the adversary, what we're praying against, is already built his new Tower of Babel. He's already reaching out to try to get into the heavens in order to defeat Yeshua when he comes back. So understand these things. Pray accordingly. Let's stop praying for foolishness, Israel. Let's pray for our salvation. Shalom to 12 tribes of Israel.